Let's welcome them here from Flute Studio Pittsburgh, a wonderful flute quartet. From Flute Studio Pittsburgh, we need to give you guys a name. I don't know if the quartet has a name or not. We'll find out. Let's meet each of you. Did you decide to name yourself?
We actually don't have a name. We just the Flute Studio Pittsburgh.
Okay, we should come up with a name for you, like the the Flutes Four or something like that. What's your name?
I'm Davria DeCenzo.
And tell me a little bit about yourself, please.
I'm a senior at Peters Township High School, and I'm planning on majoring in business and music education when I go to college.
Great. You must have an inspiring music teacher, I would imagine.
That's right.
Who is that?
Julie McGuff.
Ah, and she's here now. Do you know what school you will be going to, if you made a choice?
I'm in between right now, Duquesne University or Grove City, so...
They're both great schools. We're carried at Grove City's radio station,
and you'd
be able to hear us at Duquesne too. But they're both good choices. Anybody you'd like to give a shout out to or say hello to?
My parents for supporting this, and my teacher at Peters.
Excellent. And what else do you like to do in addition to playing the flute? You mentioned business, have you done anything entrepreneurial or gotten involved in stuff like that?
Not yet. I've been taking classes around, like, focusing on some business stuff, but not yet, so.
Into any sports clubs, anything like that?
I used to be interested in sports, but I haven't really lately.
It's hard to find time for
That's
everything.
True.
Well, it's nice to meet you, and let's meet who... is on your left right now. You just heard from Dabria. And what's your name?
Hi, I'm Phoebe Chen.
Hi, Phoebe. And tell me a bit about yourself.
I've been playing flute for 8 years, and I've been with Julie the whole entire time. And in college, I'm planning on majoring in music performance and probably something else, but I haven't really decided yet.
And you're in 10th grade now, is that correct? So you have a little bit of time yet. How did you discover the flute? When did you first learn to play it? Was it your first choice as an instrument?
So I actually started on piano when I was 5 because my mom plays. And then after, I think it was in 2nd grade, I decided to switch to another instrument. And it was kind of between flute and harp. But, like, harps are big and they're not really convenient to carry around, so we kind of just went with flute.
Excellent. Anybody you'd like to give a shout-out to?
Probably my parents and Julie and my mom who brought me here today.
Wonderful. Thank you for being with us. And now we'll meet another one of our 4 flute players. What's your name?
My name is Alexa Dresnick.
And tell me a bit about yourself.
All right. I'm a graduate of Upper St. Clair High School. I've been playing for a little over 10 years now. I've studied with Julie for about 3.5 years.
And you are playing, tell me about the flute you're playing. It's a little bigger than the others.
All right. So I just got this about 6 months ago. It is a Burkhart flute, and it's a 9-karat gold on silver.
Very nice. Now, do you all have identically sized flutes, or are they different? Are they all the same?
I honestly don't know, but I believe for the most part they're pretty similar.
Okay, it's very beautiful.
Thank you.
Now, I have a personal question.
Okay.
Alexa, poor Alexa, like your name has become one of the most popular names, and I'm sure you get it all the time.
I do.
When you were a little girl growing up, you were probably quite unique as an Alexa.
Yes.
And now it's Alexa this and Alexa that. Do you think you should sue Amazon or maybe?
No, because my parents came up with it first. I like to think of myself as being original. And it's always kind of funny because my dad ended up getting one of the Amazon Echoes through like a company contest. So every once in a while, they'll call for me to come upstairs and it'll activate and say, I'm not sure if I can do that.
I don't mean to.
It's fine.
It's just really amazing how that's become part of speech these days. What else do you like to do?
I am a member of the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra with Phoebe here, and we just had a concert on Sunday. It's comprised of around 80 of the most talented musicians in the Pittsburgh area. Some are even from Ohio or West Virginia, and we are affiliated with the Pittsburgh Symphony. So our coaches are from the symphony. The assistant conductor of the symphony, Earl Lee, is our conductor, and we are actually going on tour to the Baltics and Scandinavia over the summer.
Oh, that should be wonderful. I'm happy to hear that. Any shout-outs or hellos?
I would like to thank my parents for being so supportive and giving all the love and support that I need, my brother and my sisters, and for Julie for making this all possible.
And now, I've never done this before. I'm going to say, Alexa, please hand the microphone to Maria. Mm-hmm. And I know you're Maria because you're the last of our 4 flute players today. Tell me a little bit more about you.
I'm a junior at Mount Lebanon High School. I've been playing the flute for about 7 years now, and 5 of them I've been studying with Julie. I'm just starting to look into colleges, so I'm not entirely sure what I want to do yet, but I'm interested in environmental studies.
Excellent. Anybody you would like to give a shout out to or say hello to?
My parents and my mom, who's outside watching right now. Of course, Julie for putting this all together and teaching me for 5 years. And yeah.
Great. Well, let's have you play another song. You can just hand that microphone over. Thank you. And we will talk with Julie after the song you're about to play. I think everybody recognized Let It Snow that you opened with. And we'll see if we can identify the song you're about to play. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. And once again, here are our 4 flute players. Thank you. Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairies. How beautiful. And let's talk with Julie McGough a little bit about these students. You must be very proud. You've been working with them for a long time.
Yeah, very true.
Tell me about yourself.
Sure. I'm a flutist here in Pittsburgh. I play with Pittsburgh Opera and Westmoreland Symphony sometimes. Used to be a position I had. I have three kids, so I don't do as much of the faraway orchestras as I used to. I play with Wheeling Symphony, and I run a studio at my house.
Is the flute an instrument where over time your style of playing might change as you get older or simply as you develop more? I would imagine it must be.
It does, and I think we grow into the players that we become as we get older. So I know even as a college player, I played a lot of more modern music, and now as a classical player in orchestras and in operas, it definitely has changed over the years.
And what's it like to watch? How long have you been teaching now?
I've been teaching almost 20 years now.
So you get a chance to see students who might be in their 30s or so, mm-hmm. that you saw a long time ago. It must be really interesting for you to see where they end up.
It is really fun. I know I have some students. I have a student that's a dentist now, and they grow up. I have some students that become musicians. They go to college to become musicians. And so it's an interesting, they're all interesting, extremely, extremely talented and intelligent students.
That's great to hear. Some of the students we've heard are thinking of studying music, some music education, some something completely different. But music is really important to have in your life regardless of whether you choose to make a career out of it, right?
That's very true, yeah. I think that for many different reasons. I mean, one, it's just an enjoyable thing for these kids to do. There are a lot of studies done about how music influences our brain, and they've actually found that a lot of people who become doctors were musicians when they were younger, and I think part of it has to do with the amount of dedication and working harder towards a goal. And these kids are never satisfied with how they play. They always want to do better. And I think that that's something that kids now really need in their lives, you know, especially, you know, with all the testing that they do now and everything. These kids, they work hard by themselves. They're self-motivated. It's really great.
And it's also, and this is true with just about all musical instruments, You get exactly out of it what you put into it, and there's no mystery to that whatsoever. It's not like you're clicking a mouse and out comes something. It's the technique you develop and what you do that ends up resulting in what it is that you play.
Right. It's very true. And I know these girls here, I mean, all of them practice 3-4 hours a day.
Wow.
And they work really hard.
I'll bet. What would you like to play next?
Next, we're actually going to play What Child Is This?
Oh, very good. We'll take a listen to the four flutes. And when we come back in between the next two songs, we'll talk with Julie just a bit more about her style of teaching. And I'm curious about how you all learn to play together so well, because that's got to be a special challenge. Here again from Flute Studio Pittsburgh are our four flautists.
Thank you.
There you've got Phoebe and Maria, Dabria and Alexa. And there's one more song that they're going to do. I quickly want to ask Julie McGough where your studio is located, how people can get in touch with you.
Sure. My studio is located in Bethel Park, not too far from South Hills Village Mall. And I'm online. You can find me at flutestudiopittsburgh.com.
And let me ask our players. By the way, Mike suggested you call yourselves the Four Winds. That might be a nice name. Is there anything any of you wanted to say that you didn't get a chance to? And I'm going to ask, since you've got the microphone, just to ask Dabria, what's it like to learn how to play together? How hard is that?
I think it's really important because we all listen to each other, and that helps us really stay on beat, like, with each other. And it's important to learn other people's parts so you know what you're supposed to be listening to and how you can blend together.
And Maria, anything to add, or do any of you have anything to add to that? Feel free. You guys know better than I think it's really challenging to play with other people. I think it's probably harder than playing on your own. So thank you for being with us. What's the song you're going to close up with?
We're going to close with Deck the Halls.
And in a few moments, we are going to talk with writers from Creative Nonfiction and the Write the Tough Stuff program. Also, we'll have a slightly different version of Deck the Halls right after they play theirs. Thank you so much to the Four Winds, the four flute players today. And